Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line is Zev Kringle. He's the Vice President of the South African Zionist Federation. A very good morning. How are you?
I'm the Vice President of Southern Jewish Board of Deputies.
Okay, fine. There we go. Listen, to me, it doesn't matter because yesterday you...
Howard, I just think that there's a slight correction. It wasn't an anti-Israel rally. It was an anti-South African Zionist Federation rally. It was an anti-South African Jewish rally. So they didn't come and protest. They came to protest outside the South African Zionist Federation. So I'm saying, the real thing is they want to do protest against the way you, me, and over 90% of South African Jewry live, which is as proud Jews, proud Zionists, and proud South Africans. And then that was the real protest against it. So, if you hear what the enemy said about us, they weren't really interested in Israel. They were interested in our way of life and how we live in this country as proud Jews and proud Zionists.
Well, I guess that part of the issue is, if it was more about Israel, then why weren't they protesting at the Israeli embassy?
Well, exactly, and that's what we've always said. We've never had an issue. We don't believe everyone has to think like we do, and we do see the conflict very differently. This was a pure anti-Semitic rally. I mean, the amount of people that pulled their thumbs at the lay leadership. I mean, effing Jews. That was one of the big things I always said. And I'm saying it's a hardcore of individuals that truly hate Jews being players in history, that hate Israel strong, hates Jews being able to stand up for themselves, hates Israel and South African Jewry being strong, powerful, and ready to be counted. You know, they much preferred us being second-class citizens, Bohemians, whether we were in Arab countries or whether we were in Eastern Europe, with no big brother, with no state of Israel, and petrified of, pogroms and beatings and lynchings. So that's what drives them mad. It drives them mad that the proud, strong Jews that really have a sliver of land, the size of the Kruger Park, that literally allows you, me, and all our children to live these unbelievably proud lives. And we really do believe Israel is a just cause. Israel's not always right. We don't always support a lot of the stuff, not a lot, we don't always support some of the stuff they do. We're not Israelis. It's not our job to decide which political party we want to support. We die as the Jewry. We support Israel. Israel will always support us. And there's a bond, our Jewish homeland. And that doesn't make a difference how strong we are as proud South African citizens. And I love South Africa. I'm a full-blown South African. My heritage comes from Lithuania. There's no reason why you need to love your mother less than your father less than your mother.
Right. So the Israel support protest or whatever it, or demonstration protest goes ahead. There's been a lot of comments from listeners in terms of the difference in numbers. My little diatribe before said, as Jews, we're pretty used to this. This is how we've lived our lives. We are small in numbers, but we are vocal. I don't know that a number is necessarily a measure of anything really, but what is your thoughts on that?
So look, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we've got many, many more thousands. If you want to call out the community, thank God the serving Jewish community, especially Joburg Jewry, really does come and rally. I must say, you always get the naysayers, you always get the ones who live privileged lives because of communal leadership, because of communal organizations that are never prepared to stand up and get counted. And then always just become a negative force when you have to make these hard, difficult, brave decisions. But generally, the community is unbelievably responsive to standing up for itself, standing up for Israel. I mean, we had the Huddle Park, in the last conflict. We've had Innisfree, we've had it at Yeshiva College. So the real factor here with the numbers was we were trying to still work within government legislation and COVID restrictions. So we limited us to 500. We had a lot of support staff, which was complex. So we had to close the registration, and we didn't push it like we would have. We didn't push it through the schools and the schools and the youth movements because, we're living in a COVID pandemic, and you're living in a third wave, especially in the Jewish community. And us, as responsible communal leaders, have been trying to tell people not to have bar mitzvahs, not to have big functions. And look, this we had to do, and it was safe, and it was COVID safe, and the medical guards, because it was all outside, and wear masks and everything, it really was a safe thing, but we have to listen to government legislation, and we also had to be responsible, and we had to tell people, you know, comorbidities with, you know, if you were over 60, not to come. So, of course, we sat in a dilemma. I do believe after COVID and after the pandemic, I think we can rally up, you know, 4 or 5 times that number, which we've done before.
So I'm not
worried about the numbers.
Right. So that wasn't uncomfortable. And everything that, certainly that I was watching on social media and seeing the energy and the atmosphere inside, for the rally was phenomenal.
Unbelievable. So look, you know, unfortunately where I do criticize parts of our communities, you know, we're starting to become, you used to call them armchair Zionists, we're starting to become computer Zionists. So you think we change your screen blue, you're making a difference. You're not making a difference. We live in South Africa. Our brothers and sisters are sending their children into the army in harm's way, and some of them will be killed. Some of them will be killed. Rockets came down, and people lived in bomb shelters, which we don't even have a bomb shelter in this country, for 4 or 5 days. So I'm saying we have to do very little to live the wonderful privilege of. But you complain and think you're a great Zionist, I'm changing your screen color. That isn't what it's about. It's about standing up, being counted, and getting involved. Whether you want to get involved in your CSO, whether you want to get involved in your school or shul, whether you want to get involved in the board or the Zionist Federation, you have to stand up and be counted. So, you know, at the end of the day...
So Zev, I'm just trying to understand. On the one hand, you're saying that you are comfortable with the numbers, but there is some criticism that you're leveling at community, and I'm just trying to understand what that is. What is...
The criticism I'm leveling at, there was a lot of people, and a lot of people think as long as I change my computer screen, that's enough.
Okay, fair enough.
That's what I'm doing.
Right.
That's
okay.
As good as I'm doing.
Right. In other words, what you're saying is each person, and that's kind of what I was saying before, each person needs to look at themselves, their own circumstances, and saying, so what can I do? Changing a blue screen is very cute, but it can't begin and end there. What are you doing as a supporter of Israel for that? If you can't come to the rally, or if you're not comfortable to come, or if for whatever reason, that's cool. But what are you doing? Is that really what you're saying?
100%.
Okay,
and
cool.
It's not like what makes you feel comfortable. So everyone has these little WhatsApp groups, and they're all little echo chambers. And you all send out the terrible things of what's going on, and you all send out the pro-Israel rallies, and you all send out the terrible out Trevor Noah spoke. It doesn't help. You have to get out there. You have to either change the hearts and minds of your fellow South Africans. You have to stand and be counted and be not fearful, because we're not a scared people. And there are certain things that you will put yourself in harm's way for. And I'm saying, this rally, I'm not upset with the numbers, and I really think our community behaved unbelievably well. We held the discipline inside and energized. Whoever went there is glowing and beaming, and it was unbelievable. My children were there. I mean, you know, they'll talk about it for the rest of their lives. If you don't, as a community and parents and children, don't encourage, and all the encouraging is to be on our Facebook pages and be on our WhatsApp groups and just circulate different things, that's not helping. That's not standing up to people who hate us. That's not standing up to anti-Semitism. That's not standing up to people who want the destruction of the state of Israel. We have to get involved. You have to make a real difference. Whether it's a mosque, whether it's getting involved, whether it's joining an organization, changing your screen and joining the Facebook and retweeting and reposting your little WhatsApp videos isn't helping the greater cause of South African Jewry being able to live comfortably, strongly and proudly in our country.
Interesting comment by Anonymous, who says, I'm happy that the protesters chose our neighborhood to protest. Why? Because they saw firsthand what it's like for a community to support one another from within. Our daily lives continued, Jewish day schools continued as normal, shul services continued, shops were open. Why? Because the Jewish community, we put our Jewish lives and the way of Jewish life first. Driving through the neighborhood, our CSO were there, but they stood as quietly as angels. And I think that's an interesting point. I think our CSO were phenomenal. I think everybody involved yesterday were just absolutely incredible.
Our CSO was great. The people who came, the discipline. We're a disciplined people. We We didn't call. I must say, you know, when we had interaction with their side, there was a very aggressive element on their side, but they also had their marshals. They also wanted a peacefully. But, you know, there was two things. If you do nothing, it's going to get out of hand because you've got an empty building, and then they'll go into the rest of Jewish neighborhoods. And also, we never had an issue with a protest against Israel at the embassy or in your predominantly Muslim area. But in a predominantly Jewish area where the vast majority are proud Zionists, proud Jews, it's provocative. It's a provocative act. They came with their bark. They came in their security companies' vehicles, hanging out flags. They came in provocative. They came in aggressive, and we didn't blink. And we're not scared, and, you know, we'll stand up again. And as I said, our community were unbelievable on the day. And the numbers don't really worry me too much on this rally, because we really were kind of
reacting in within the circumstances of our times.
I'm not worried at all.
Zev Krengel, it is 9 o'clock. That's where we do have to leave it. Thank you for that update. I'm Howard Feldman. This has been your Morning Mayhem.